Hey, welcome back to another installment of This Amazing Life. My name is Ryan, and today is a bonus episode for you. I've got an interview lined up for you, and it goes right along with your intention of the week for exploration. One of the areas of exploration that I didn't talk about too much, and I wanted to save a little bit for this extra episode, is travel. Travel is one of the greatest ways that you can experience and enhance your own amazing life. Whether it is locally in your neighborhood, in a city that is in driving distance, or maybe it's a different coast or even a different country if you have the opportunity. Travel is something that truthfully, fundamentally changed me as a person. I was fortunate enough to go abroad as a high school student to Ireland. I was there for a month, and that just broadened my horizons on or broaden my perspective on the types of possibilities and opportunities that existed in the world that I just had no clue. Then once I was in undergrad, I actually lived over in Spain for 6 months. And it's easy and safe to say that Nina and I both have a bit of the travel bug ourselves, and we're always talking about trips that we want to do. This episode is a little bit of bonus content, helping to highlight one way that you can go on an exploration and look into some travel. In this episode, I'm going to be highlighting a new friend of mine. His name is Mr. Chris Wammer. Chris is a leader with AAA Travel, and he is part of the team that helps spearhead and launch the AAA podcast known as Well Traveled, which highlights different travel destinations that you can partner with AAA for to have a unique travel experience. Take a listen to this quick clip from my conversation with Chris on his perspective on just how impactful travel can be.
I love seeing new places. I love meeting new people. I love learning about new cultures. And travel's just opened my eyes to the fact that we're all very, very different, but we're all very much alike.
So welcome again to the show. Why don't you sit back, relax, and listen to another great episode from This Amazing Life. Hope you enjoy. Thanks again so much for listening to the episode. I am joined and excited to highlight a new friend of mine, Mr. Chris Wammer. Chris Wammer represents part of AAA Travel. Chris, welcome to This Amazing Life.
Thank you, Ryan.
Can you explain to the audience what it is that you do for AAA Travel?
Sure. I'm responsible for managing our partnerships with our tour partners. We have several preferred travel partners that we partner with to offer experiences for our members worldwide. And I manage the relationship, help seek member benefits, pick out marketing and promote the destinations and products to our members, research the trending that's out there, and help come up with promotions to offer our membership. That's about it.
So I'm going to give you a little bit more credit, because I think that you actually play a bigger role into something that some people don't actually realize, that AAA has a pretty extensive hand in the travel industry. So it sounds like what you do is you help connect people that are interested in exploring travel with local companies or tour guides to give them a more immersive and unique experience. Would that be accurate?
That's 100% accurate and very well said. Thank you for that. AAA is kind of a sleeping giant in the travel industry, you could say.
Oh, I like that.
We are a powerhouse in there. So when you look at our travel agency, we have the largest network of travel agents in the United States, with over 4,000 travel agents across the AAA Federation. We also have travel presence on AAA.com that has 1.1 million monthly visitors, unique visitors. We have our mobile app, which has travel services available on it. We're really there to provide services to our membership. So our members know about the travel services, but if you're not a AAA member, a lot of people don't know that we even exist.
Chris, you want to talk about the fact that AAA actually introduced a podcast called Well Traveled?
Sure, Ryan. What we did is for several years, we had an AM radio show in the Detroit area that we produced, and it talked about unique experiences available worldwide. But we found the reach was very, very slow. And as time evolved and we researched a bit more, and podcasting became a bigger and bigger thing. We thought, wow, we should really get into this. The reach is really good. And we came up with the concept of Well-Traveled with AAA.
When a listener can listen to the show Well-Traveled, what types of experiences or stories or insight can they hope to gain from the show about traveling?
Well, that's what I was just going to go into. So thank you for the question. The purpose of the show is to build awareness of our travel offerings in a contemporary manner and to inspire more inquiries to the travel agency. We partner with our good friends at the Travel Corporation. The Travel Corporation is a global brand that has several companies underneath them. Some of them may be known, some of them are unknown, but like Trafalgar, Insight Vacations, Uniworld River Cruises, African Travel, Brendan Vacations, who specializes in Ireland. We partnered with all of them, and what we did is we wanted to share immersive experiences that our friends at the Travel Corporation could provide exclusively to our members in popular destinations around the world. We covered topics especially popular are Italy. We covered the national parks, which are immensely popular with AAA members and the public in general. We've talked about river cruising, travel to Ireland, safari vacations. And overall, the podcast discusses local experiences and options to make you understand what it's like and what it feels like to be in these destinations and inspire you to pursue your vacation dreams.
Now, the host, Abby, does a wonderful job giving you almost a storyteller perspective on some of these unique locations. From you, your perspective, what have been some of the favorite highlights that the show has done for a prospective AAA traveler?
Oh, boy. I have a lot of favorites, actually. I could probably pick out a favorite from each episode because I travel a lot, as you can imagine, for my job. I've had the opportunity to travel extensively, having visited just over 60 countries in my tenure here. But I still learn as I listen to these podcasts. One of my favorite stories is on Uniworld, on the podcast we do with Uniworld, and the river cruise host who is actually on the ship and knows these destinations inside and out. And he's actually the river cruise host on a river cruise that I've been on, going through Paris and Normandy. He talks about the Norman cows. And I never thought I'd be so interested in learning about Norman cows, but he just talks about the uniqueness of them and how, you know, when you look at them, all the different things that make them different from all the other cows that you'll see around the world and the cheese and everything that comes from it. That's still to this day, as corny as it may sound, one of my favorite stories.
That's so funny, but it sounds very unique. And I think that is definitely one of the major points that AAA tries to stress is just the uniqueness of the experience that a traveler could get by partnering with AAA for their travel. How about one more example that you could give? How about there was an episode that I really enjoyed with a gentleman named Sherwin Banda, and he was talking about Africa. So could you explain, if I was thinking about traveling to Africa, what could AAA travel or traveling with a AAA partner help me to do to give me more peace of mind or to make this just more of an even more special experience that I couldn't even do on my own?
Sure. You're picking a destination that's close to my heart, Africa. It's one of my favorite destinations in the world. I've been there a few times and going actually next week. So I'm really excited. And Sherwin is the president of African Travel. We're particularly proud of that partnership at African Travel. Number one, their partnership or their specialization, I should say, is in their name. It's Africa. They're the longest serving safari company in the United States. So they have the most history of safari. They have the largest network of people on the ground in Southern Africa. So when you're over there, even though they're based in Los Angeles, they have a network of people right in Cape Town and Southern Africa. So you're with local specialists the entire time. I think they do a number of things that set them apart, and you'll hear it in that podcast. It's little things. One thing that I think is particularly interesting about them that no other company does, and it's a small thing, is when you arrive in, say, Johannesburg, they have somebody meet you right at the plane and guide you through customs and everything, and you don't have to worry about figuring out all that stuff by yourself. It's, and like I said, it's little, but it's a really, really long journey to get to South Africa.
That was going to be my question, is I can imagine there's so much overwhelming information for a potential traveler, that just giving them the peace of mind or helping them to not have to worry about such a small detail would be such a huge added bonus for a member or a potential traveler.
Right. And with Africa, as you can imagine, it's overwhelming to try to pick a safari lodge, or which park should I go to, which country should I go to, all that stuff. They'll help tailor that experience right down to whatever your dreams are of Africa. So what they'll do is work with AAA. We do three-way conference calls usually with the travel agency and a specialist in Africa. And people talk about what's their vision, what's their dream, what do they want to experience. They may not know where they want to go. And African Travel will just pick out a whole completely tailored experience based on that conversation.
There's so much that it sounds like there's out there to learn, to experience. For you personally, from your own travel experience, what is something that you feel you've learned and it's changed your perspective just by the nature of traveling?
Oh boy. To me, traveling it's about lifelong learning. I didn't stop learning when I graduated from college. I had this career that was fantastic. At the time I was working at an airline, and it allowed me to travel and settle my curiosity. I love seeing new places. I love meeting new people. I love learning about new cultures, and travels just opened my eyes to the fact that we're all very, very different, but we're all very much alike in the same way. And there's so many places out there to see. I have such a long bucket list. It's unbelievable.
How about where was the first place that you traveled to, and where is your first place on your bucket list?
Sure. The first place I went was actually Moscow. I was 15 years old. My parents had a friend who managed an exchange program for students, and he thought it was good for me to go for some reason. He saw something in me. And so I talked to my parents. My parents talked to me about it. And I said, yeah, let's give it a shot. The furthest I'd traveled prior to that was probably out west to the national parks, you know, never done anything internationally. So I went to Moscow and lived with a family, went to school, really opened my eyes to what's out there in the world. And like I said, living with a family, you understand the differences, but the similarities to human cultures. So from then on, really, I had the bug. I just wanted to travel and see more and more and more, and it's not stopped. And that was 27 years ago. So where is the top destination on my bucket list? I would have to say Antarctica.
Oh, wow.
It's the last continent that I can get to. So I get my feet on the ground in Antarctica, and I'll have visited all seven continents. That's one reason why I want to go. Number two, I love nature. I love traveling and seeing nature, places like the Galapagos. I mentioned Africa, you know, the Amazon jungle. Just there's so much out there and so many diverse landscapes in our world, and seeing the animals that are native to these destinations, to go and see the penguins. I've heard it's unbelievable the number of penguins you see. To see the penguins, experience nature, and see the last continent the way that it is today, I dream of that. It's something I want to do before I'm 50.
Going back to the show, AAA's Well-Traveled Podcast, can you talk to me and talk to the audience a little bit about Abby, the host of the show, and give them a behind-the-scenes insight as to her background story and how she got connected to AAA and why she is an excellent host for the nature of the show?
Sure. When we started with the podcast and started thinking about everything and listing out all the items that we had to do for it, we were pretty far down the road, and we finally were saying, okay, who's going to host this? It's something that never dawned on us right away. So we had to start seeking out a host. So we hired an agency to help us find a host. And we got a lot of candidates out there and had to narrow it down. The one thing that appealed to us with Abby is she is a travel journalist by profession and has written for National Geographic and other top companies. She's a AAA member, which was great. She was the only one who was a AAA member. And so she understood what AAA was all about and who we were and understood the culture. She's hosted radio shows. She's, like I said, she's a travel journalist by trade. So she's experienced the world inside and out. So when she sits and talks to these people, many of the time she'll have been to the destination or shared an experience with them. So she understands the depth and breadth of the destination she's talking about, which is fantastic.
Again, just giving it so much more of that unique touch and flavor that AAA is trying to express to its travelers and to its listeners. Now, what about you, Chris? If you were going to host the show, where would you want to interview somebody for? Or if I was going to interview you specifically for a travel destination, where do you think that you feel you'd be the best authority on speaking about?
I would probably have to go back to South Africa. And I know a lot about that. I've traveled there extensively. I've researched it. It's very close to me. I would also say Ireland. I love Ireland. And if it's a toss-up of where your favorite destination is. Sometimes I do say South Africa. Sometimes I say Ireland. It depends what mood I'm in, I guess. But
sure.
I absolutely love Ireland. I love the experience there. The people, I fell in love with it when I was there. Just the scenery, the people make it such a wonderful experience. The Irish people are so welcoming, no matter where you go. And they all have a story. And they share that story with you. They invite you into their home. I was a history major in college, so I fell in love with Belfast, just the modern history and the turbulence of that city and what they've gone through. And you go there, and it's almost a living history still because it's still happening. And you see, you know, the separation of the Catholics and Protestants or the Unionists and pro-Irish, however you want to call them, they still close the gates at night in between these neighborhoods and everything. To experience that
was unreal.
But yet during the day, the city's at peace. The people live at peace. They're neighbors. They're friendly. They acknowledge the times of the troubles, but they don't dwell on the times of the troubles. I'll put it that way. So it's fascinating to see that in Northern Ireland. And it's just a fascinating little country. That piece of me is still there, I feel.
I was wondering if you could offer your perspective about how travel may or may not be changing in the future and how AAA hopes to stay at the forefront of that travel with technology, with social media, with, anything that you can think of that is just changing and evolving in our culture and how people hope to stay relevant and make sure that AAA could be the best partner for a traveler.
Sure. We're trying to stay on top of all the technology out there. Like I mentioned earlier in the conversation, we have an app. The new app has embedded a lot of things people are looking for. We embed the podcast in the app. So when people are doing research, when they're dreaming of a destination and they're just sitting on their mobile phone, they can go into the app. They can look at editorial stories that we have on AAA.com that feed into the app. They can look at excursions they can take, cruises they can take, all the possibilities. So we're in there. We're trying to capture the dreaming stage. So we're using technology to capture the dreaming stage. We work closely with the tour partners that we have to really understand the needs of the traveler today. Some of the things that we've noticed are people want smaller groups or they want independent travel. They want to go to a destination. They want to see it. They want to experience the inside. They want to experience it from the inside out, outside looking in. So we're really working with our partners to make sure that these experiences are safe, number one, and that they are actually providing authentic local experiences that people desire. a lot of the times people are thinking they can go on the internet and do this, and they can't. Great story that I like to share is somebody I know recently graduated from the university, and them and a bunch of people decided to go to Australia. It was recommended to them, hey, AAA has a partner at Trafalgar. They offer really, really good experiences in Australia. Every day you're going to have something to do. Every day you're going to be seeing something new. You're going to be experiencing life in Australia. And him and the group of people that are traveling with are like, oh, no, we're just going to book our airfare and go and come back and take it one day at a time. They came back and I talked to him, said, how was Australia? And he was happy to come home because he said he got bored. They ran out of things to do. They didn't know what else to do.
Oh, wow.
Like, how can you get bored in Australia?
Right.
So we're really working with our tour partners to make sure people are engaged. They know we're here. They know what we have to offer. And to feed off of that story, they're not going to get bored when they go somewhere.
Where would a great place for a potential traveler to connect with AAA? Where would be a good place for them to start?
Sure. I think the best place is AAA.com. There's so much out there these days, and there's so much information. You can Google almost anything, but AAA.com will really talk about who are our partners, where can you go, how can you get there. You'll understand the values of our company and what we're trying to do. I think that's a great way to start. And then if you have the time, go to a AAA branch. There's so much in the branches these days. You can talk to a travel agent. You can get information, live information, start a conversation, get to know an agent. Part of working with a travel agent is developing the relationship so they can understand what your needs are, what your desires are, where you want to go, how you want to see the world. So if you go and start that conversation early, it's all the better.
I really liked how you said AAA tries to help capture the dreaming state of somebody that is looking to explore the world. And I think that the podcast AAA World Travel that you guys put out does a great job with that and highlighting just the potential experiences, the sights, the sounds, the smells that you can imagine, and helping to engage and draw in a listener to that experience. And one of my favorite things that the show always does is they end with one question, and I will return that question to you. The question is, what does well-traveled mean to you?
Well-traveled to me is not that you've been to a lot of places in the world, not that you are just, you know, crossing off destinations on a list, but you're actually going to a destination and to use a term I used a little bit earlier, you're going and experiencing the destination from the inside out, not from the outside in. So you're there to engage with locals. You're there to understand their culture. You learn a few phrases to say something simple as thank you. A well-traveled person will do that and will go. They'll open their eyes and they'll open their hearts to a destination and just allow the experience to come to them. They'll go with the flow, so to speak. And I don't know what else to say to that.
No, that's great.
There's
a unique experience and immerse yourself. Yes. No, there is no wrong answer. Travel for me is just for you. It's been such an amazing part of my life, and it's changed my perspective. It fundamentally changed me as a person. And if anybody has the opportunity, even if it's locally, if it's nationally, internationally, how much I'd recommend that you explore traveling. And if you'd be able to consider AAA, that'd be great. Is there anything else that you'd like to offer to the audience and the listeners before we let you go, Chris?
Sure. I like what you just said. Even if it's something local, be a tourist in your own city. I live in Detroit. My wife and I like to go and explore and experience new things in Detroit. So you don't have to, you know, hop on a plane and go somewhere 5,000 miles away to have new experiences. You can have them in your own city or your own backyard. So I definitely recommend, and I like what you just said about that. So take time to start there and grow.
Thanks again so much for your time, Chris. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you, Ryan. You too.
I want to say thanks again for Chris for joining us on This Amazing Life, and give a special thank you to my friend Will Farwell for being ever supportive of the show, always sending me the cutest pictures of his little daughter, and for making this connection possible. If you are interested, please check out their podcast. AAA's podcast is called Well Traveled. By far, easily, my favorite episode of the show is episode number 5. It's about Ireland and the woman Catherine Riley. Oh my gosh, I was slumped in my chair just imagining all the sights and the sounds, being in Ireland, exploring all these amazing magical places. Easily my favorite episode. Two other ones that were my favorites were the episode with Africa, highlighting the gentleman that I mentioned in the show. His name was Sherwin Banda, and also the episode talking about Peru, featuring Machu Picchu and the local culture. So thank you so much for choosing to listen to the show and supporting. If you are interested, please subscribe, write a review, or even just share it with a friend. Nevertheless, I hope you have enjoyed this intentional week of exploration, and really consider going on an adventure, whether it's locally, nationally, if it's a couple hours away, or if you have the opportunity, go jump on a plane. You never know when you'll have that time again, and I hope that you won't regret that decision. Thanks again for listening, and I hope you have an amazing day.